It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
Let's have a little fun post-game show here on a Sunday back in the Bay Area at 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Vince, I know you're going to laugh at me, but I could hardly watch that inning, that last inning. It was like playoffs. It was like playoff implications.
Well, we know the way the ninth innings have gone for the A's this year. It hasn't been a smooth sailing ship. It's been that way in the seventh inning and the eighth innings too. And the way the A's were able to win these two games in the manner that they did, you know, they're building blocks. They're things that build camaraderie inside that A's clubhouse. And look, I know it's been just statistically an awful year for Lou Trevino. Really root for a guy that's been honest about his struggles. He's been forthright about his struggles and save games back-to-back days in less than 24 hours. And hanging in there when things had a chance to really go sideways, I was impressed and really happy for Lou, and certainly happy for the rest of the club.
No doubt, because Lou is such a good guy. And you know, when you look around the clubhouse, Vince, not a lot of guys have been here that long. Lou is one of the longer tenured players, and he's always been good to you guys. He's always been good to us with A's Cast. You root for people like that. And just to watch his struggles, I mean, all you got to do is be an amateur scout and go on to Baseball Savant. You see the numbers aren't different. Clearly so much is in his head. And to see him have back-to-back outings and to think, Vince, that yesterday was two innings, not just one. It was two innings. To do this, I hope, just vaults him into a really good rest of the summer.
Well, look, Lou Trevino, you may recall, Townie, the A's had the play-in game against the Yankees in the Bronx in 2018. And he came into that game, bases loaded, got out of the jam, and he pitched three innings for the Athletics after what was an outstanding rookie season with the great cutter and the high-velocity fastball. And you're thinking, this is a guy that you're going to have around and be in a primary role for years to come, maybe even get to an all-star game. And then, as we know, things kind of went sideways. He did save 22 last year for the A's, but, you know, the last 5 weeks went backwards, and this year was kind of the same way, but he shows up, goes to work every day, and certainly hoping that is the case, that the A's have, you know, opportunities, and Marcotte has multiple choices, and even Zach Jackson today. He had the 1-2-3 inning yesterday, comes back today. He pitched around a walk, had another strikeout, more fastballs, throwing the curveball for a strike instead of just simply trying to get them to chase. These are the kinds of things the A's need to see moving forward to try to have something to smile about, you know, in series, winning their first series in a month. I mean, they don't want to have that happen just once a month. They need to have this happen, you know, it's not going to be a very consistent basis, I don't think. It can be, but you just want it to happen more than once a month, and that's what the A's need to see happen.
Actually, the A's can get two wins today because the Yankees have tied it up in the eighth inning. If we can now have this Houston-Yankee game go like, what, 17, 18 innings?
Sure. That would be something. We're hearing that the Yankees may actually slip at a sixth starter in the series, which is why we only know that it's Jordan Montgomery starting the game tomorrow. There might be a young lefty named J.P. Sears that might come up and pitch in either game two or three of that series. So that's why we're waiting on the rest of their rotation. But it sets up for the A's with Blackburn, Montas, and Irvin, their three most consistent starters. And hopefully that gives the A's a chance to compete, really play well in that atmosphere, and let's see what happens after they come out of those 3 days.
Well, you're going to have to drag Seth Brown onto the plane because he doesn't want to leave. According to my math, he's going to end with a 391 average against the Royals.
He's asked the Royals if he can bring the powder blue uniforms on the plane, and he wants to deliver them to the Yankee clubhouse. He's going to take some duct tape, put an interlocking NY on those blue shirts, and put them in the clubhouse, see if they'll wear them all this week in New York.
And put Singer on the back of them?
Whatever it takes.
Hey, and thank you for promoting Dave Cavill. I mean, you try and explain this to people that what is coming up is arguably one of the most biggest things in the history of the Oakland A's franchise.
It is, and I mean, I think the A's feel confident about this vote, Tony. I mean, everything we've seen has been positive about this vote.
Yeah.
As close as the A's are, they're still far away, if that makes sense. But this is a huge step moving forward. Then they've got more votes to get through, but you don't get to those votes unless there's the yes here, and you don't want to see anything that catches you off guard, which I'm sure why Dave Cavill's trying to cross every T and dot every I to make sure that this step is taken care of before he really moves on aggressively to the next step.
I'm channeling my inner Ray Fosse. By the way, back-to-back great towns for food. Kansas City, then New York. Wow.
Bagels in the morning and slices at night. You can't beat it.
God,
there's other good food there, too. But
bone in ribeye. You got steakhouses galore. Man, wow. This is back-to-back great trips. All righty, good stuff. It was a lot of fun. Two wins in a row and carry this into New York.
We'll do the best we can, Townie. Enjoy the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Vince Catronio right here from Kansas City. The number 833-625-2278. Yeah, I was nervous. And I have no reason to be. Like, think about that. I have no reason. Like, I should just be sitting here. You know, it is what it is, where we are in the season. But you know what? I was having a hard time watching that. There's no way that you can blow this, right? And you got Trevino on the mound, and you're like, no, this can't happen. Next thing you know, there's runners on, and next thing you know, the runners at tying runs at second base. Please, God, don't make. And they got out of it. So there is something left in this season. There is something to look at. There is something to root for. Pache had two hits today. I have to talk about him hitting a .108 in June now. Nick Allen with a big hit. See what happens when you get the younger guys up and they start playing? It gives you a reason to care. I can't get excited for 37-year-olds. And if you're 37, no offense. I'm older than you are. But I know that's not the future. Get me excited with the future. And if I watch the future contribute to wins, I get even more excited. The number is 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next, right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com for all your building needs. Ashby Lumber.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, didn't love the outing for Cap. It just doesn't look right. Even though the numbers weren't bad, he was flying through it, but 4 walks, only 2 strikeouts. Just doesn't have that crisp stuff. And I mean, we're far from him being delayed starting the season. I know when I was doing the show with Dave Stewart, he didn't like the mechanics. I know Shooty didn't like the mechanics. We've talked to Scott Emerson about it. It's just something's a little bit off. But they got the win. Matt Morin, lead us off today here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, they did it. Two-game winning streak and taking 2 out of 3 from the Kansas City Royals. Egad, they did it. And, Tony, I got another EGAD for you. I think you'll like this one. EGAD, Townie, you did it. How on God's green earth did you do it? asked some friends. Well, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy at all. But thanks to friends and influential individuals in high places, I was able to build that new ballpark in Oakland, replied Towney. With a little help from your friends? Inquired a reporter. Yes, with a little help from my friends, responded Towney. Towney declared that enough was enough. He built the new ballpark in Oakland himself with help from some cohorts. He built the ballpark at the Howard Terminal, but he didn't stop there. Towney left nothing to chance. Just in case of potential sea level rise, he built dikes and levels all around the ballpark. He got the dirt and mud for the levees by dredging the Oakland estuary. He dredged it to the max. Hold on, let me just scroll down here. Oakland A's fans were thrilled with Towney being able to pull this off.
Uh-huh.
Oakland had its new ballpark, levees and all. Asked a reporter, say, Towney, what if you had failed in this endeavor? Replied Towney, then I would have arranged for the Oakland A's to move in with the San Francisco Giants. The Giants were very willing to help out with the new ballpark in Oakland. You're welcome. Anyway, Towney, keep praying prayers. We're going to get that Howard Terminal ballpark, and it's great that the A's got these two wins, and bring on those Yankees.
I love it. Thank you. The house that Towney built, the Towney statue out in front. Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think the guy we're going to have on A's Cast Live tomorrow at 2:30, go to athletics.com/A'sCast. That is our talk show that we do Monday through Friday before A's games. And by the way, by far the number one podcast in all of baseball. It's A's Cast is kind of like a radio station, but it is a podcast. So we do live stuff, and A's Cast Live is our live show. And by the way, our numbers blow away anybody in Major League Baseball, and it's not even close. I know, kind of crazy, right? You see 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people in the stands. Since we started this thing, there's no one who sniffs us. Once we pass the Astros, we haven't looked back. And tomorrow, Dave Cavill will be on at 2:30. Go to athletics.com/A'sCast. And if we get this thing done, that's going to be one of the most impressive things built in California. Yeah, just not sports, but in California. This is a major, major project. And you're jumping through hoops like you wouldn't believe. Dave Cavill gets this done, he deserves a statue. This vote on the 30th, we all think it's going to go the A's way, but if it doesn't, deal's dead. That's a finality right there. And it's hard to believe. Don't think it's going to happen. Pray to God it doesn't happen. But, you know, you got to get this to get to the next steps. But you get this, you're that much closer. Now it's, you know, now the city council, it's like bullseye right on them. No more of this non-binding stuff. We get past this, now we get into binding territory where decisions and votes are now solidified and projects are a go. I've listened to a lot of non-binding stuff for a while now. This won't be non-binding after this. This is going to be you got to put up. And with the way everything's been going, everybody says they're going to put up. By the way, I'm watching. It's on MLB Network right now. It's still 3-3 in the 10th between the Yankees and the Astros. Of course, that's where the A's are going to take on the Yankees in the Bronx. I wouldn't mind 20 innings, 18 innings. Make these guys stay there all day long and eat up their bullpens before the A's get into town. While the A's get on the charter, have a few adult beverages, probably some barbecue out of Kansas City, and head to New York. It's fine with me. Keep playing. Keep it going. And if the Astros pull this out, that's a nice little sweep there in New York. After what Verlander did on Friday, then you had the combined no-no yesterday. Impressive. Astros are impressive. It is what it is. But more importantly, A's with back-to-back wins for the first time. I mean, it's hard to even say this. Back-to-back wins for the first time since May 24th, 25th against the Mariners. How about that? We talk about the number 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing, ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Can't say enough about Lou Trevino today. I don't know what Roxy Bernstein is going to talk about with Stephen Vogt. We just get the text of who he's going to interview after a win. But man, you talk about the struggles of Lou, and to go out yesterday and give you a two-inning save and come back out again today and have a fire going on around you, and you get through that back-to-back days, the confidence, got to give it up to Lou. Hasn't been an easy year, right? You're the closer. You got COVID. You come back. You're not the closer. Then you struggle. Maybe the last 2 days get him back on track, because the A's need somebody in the bullpen that can give you some consistency. They need somebody. Mola has done a pretty good job this year, even though yesterday wasn't good. But, man, I mean, we're pumping up Zach Jackson. Guy's got a 3.64 ERA. We're pumping up Jimenez. He's on the shelf now. Acevedo, his ERA 3.51. When you got a bunch of guys in your bullpen with ERAs well over three, for God's sakes, after the last 2 days, Lou's ERA is down to 7.17. That's how bad it's been. You got to find, if your starters don't get deep, you got to find somebody to get you outs. The guy who caught this game, how did he feel about it? Roxy Bernstein with catcher Stephen Vogt.
All right, Chris, we continue on the A's Clubhouse Show as the A's win the ball game, win a series here in Kansas City. Roxy Bernstein with Stephen Vogt, A's catcher. Big hand in this win. And first of all, what a day and what a hard-fought win for this team. What is a series win with the way things have been gone recently for this squad, Stephen? What does a series win do for everybody?
I mean, obviously, it gets everybody to just kind of release the pressure valve on this flight to New York. You know, beginning of a really tough road trip, coming off a really tough homestand. To come out and win two in a row on getaway day, have a happy flight, this is big for all of us. This is huge, and we don't take that for granted at all.
Well, you got the offense going, got the first run, drove in, and all five runs coming with two outs in an inning. What does that tell you about a team's approach and the way they're handling their at-bats in a ball game like today?
I thought today we did a great job of taking what Singer gave us. He obviously pitched into the ninth. He has unbelievable stuff. And so for us to be able to come through with two outs, that tells you that we're just taking what he gives us. And I think that's something that we can all do a little bit better job. And you see the results the past couple nights. We're just taking what he gives us. And obviously what Brownie's doing right now in the middle of the lineup, you can't say enough about it. The consistent at-bats, the power, everything you've got. But, you know, Pache coming through with that huge knock in the top of the ninth. And that, I can't tell you how much breathing room that gives a team.
And then Nick Allen also with his hit right after Kansas City took the lead. And to start that two-out rally with Chad Pinder, who got banged up in that collision, and Nick Allen comes through. But getting the momentum right back, what does that do for a dugout?
Everything. You know, that's what good teams do. Good teams punch back, right? And we came in here, and this is a series that we wanted to win bad and a series we felt like we could win. And so when you see that, when you see guys, you know, we pick each other up and come through for each other, it's huge. We've done that 2 days in a row now.
Steven, you were behind the plate today. Lou Trevino threw two innings yesterday. Nails it down today. What did you see from Lou today?
He's got some of the best stuff in the American League by far. He's one of the best pitchers in the American League. He's got some of the best stuff, and he showed it today. You know, obviously gave up the double on the first pitch of the inning, and you want to challenge him when you're up two like that. And so, but for him to bear down, made some great pitches, and to seal the win for us 2 days in a row, you can't say enough of the job that he's done. I know his season hasn't gone the way he or any of us saw it going, but maybe with these last 2 days, this is a step back in the right direction for Lou. And you know, you just can't say enough about the way our bullpen has been all year for us. And it was so much fun to be back there and catch another game.
Speaking of right direction, what did you see from James Kaprielian today?
Wow. Fastball command was the best I've seen it. His curveball, his slider, and his changeup, he was throwing them all at any time. And he attacked the zone today. He attacked the zone and took advantage of an aggressive team and got some quick outs. So hopefully this is he's looked really, really good his past two, and let's hope he keeps building off of them.
Hey, enjoy the night. We'll see you in New York.
All right.
Steven Vogt, the Oakland A's, to get a 5-3 win, Chris, here in Kansas City. Back to you.
Yeah, what he just said there, out of all that stuff that I think you really need to pay attention to, is the belief in Lou's stuff. Now, you need more than stuff to win and to be successful. That's where the mental side is so big in the game. Everybody's got stuff. Everybody can hit. Everybody can play. Everybody throws hard. Everybody has movement. You don't get to the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, the PGA Tour, the tennis. You don't get to the highest levels of your sport unless you got skill. That's just a reality. But the thing is, once you get there, how do you compete against everybody that's got the great skill? How do you match up? And that's where the mental side comes in. Lou Trevino has better stuff than a lot of guys. Why does he struggle? It's not because of the right arm. That's not why. He's got the God-given gift. The guy legitimately has four pitches. You know, we've talked about at times maybe simplifying and going to two. But he's got four pitches. Steven Vogt just told you right there. He's got as good stuff as anybody. So what's the problem? The problem's mental. You got to have that belief when you come out of that bullpen, that no matter how you feel that day, doesn't matter if you feel great or you feel like crap. You could be sick. You could be tired. You could be sore. You could be run down. You could be dehydrated. You're playing in humidity. Whatever the feeling is, great ones, they walk out going, doesn't matter, I'm going to be successful. That's how they roll. That's how they get it done. And they're going to beat you with not their best stuff. I'm going to beat you with my best stuff, not my best stuff. I'm going out there. I'm a killer. I'm winning this game, and I'm going through your lineup. You look at the great closers of all time, that's what they did. They came out, and they mowed you down. And they didn't have all their best stuff. Hell, a lot of teams were defeated as those guys came to the mound. They knew, oh, God, this guy's coming in. Ball game's over. Because you have that aura around you. You have that confidence that when I come in the game, it's over. I'm the Grim Reaper. Death is coming. And that is what great closers have. But if you're a guy that comes in and you got great stuff, but you're like nibbling and you don't have the confidence and you're not throwing your pitches with conviction, and next thing you know, a guy gets on and your heart rate starts going fast and that, you know, things spin out of control. Those last three outs are so hard to get, and things speed up fast and things get out of control real fast. That's why you could sit there and say, well, you know what? The most crucial inning could have been the sixth or the seventh. We call them high leverage innings. Let me tell you something. Your heart's not pumping like the ninth. The ninth is a whole different animal. And that's why everybody can't pitch in the ninth. Hopefully Lou gets this thing back. He gets it going again. All right, the number 833-625-2278. Your phone calls, and we'll hear from the skipper, Mark Kotze. That's all coming up next, right here on A's Total Access.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD and follow along with @TOPS. Visit TOPS.com for more information.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/TOU info.
Trevino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Ring him up, strike three called, and the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
That swung on a high, deep drive, left center field, way back. Pache in the alley, at the track, to the wall, he's there, and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again. He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Chris Danza with you here on the A's Clubhouse Show. The number is 833-625-2278. Isn't it funny how one team just you can't find anything wrong. Like one team, you see that team and man, your eyes light up. There's something about playing these guys. Everything feels good. Feels good at my stadium, feels good at their stadium. There's something about playing against this team. That's Seth Brown. Seth Brown against Kansas City this year? I mean, numbers are crazy. When you actually do the numbers, Seth Brown literally is, okay, he's hitting 226. 226. Against the Kansas City Royals, he's hitting 391. You take his numbers, you take his nine hits against the Royals this year away, you know how bad that 226 is? 226 is already awful. You take those nine hits that he's gotten against the Royals and you take those away? I mean, there's something about the Royals and him that he absolutely loves. And you just keep seeing it day after day against them. He's going to be bummed leaving the ballpark. But I think that is also, when you watch what he did in this series and, you know, and the series in Oakland, there are games where you just look at his swing, you look at the power, you know he's athletic and he can play a lot of different positions. You can kind of see, I mean, there's people like me, I'm going to look at the numbers and I'm going to go, we're playing this guy every day? He's hitting 226. But when you watch, well, they're supposed to be looking at the night. They have all their fancy analytics. I think we all know how that goes sometimes. But when you watch him, you can see the potential. The problem with Seth Brown, he's not a kid. He's a great story. We've had him on AceCast Live. He's a great story of determination. But he's what, 29 years old? Now, he fits the model as of right now of being cheap. But you do see games. You do see series where you just go, wow, this guy's got pop. This guy can run. This guy can swing it. I can put him in the outfield. I can put him at first base. I can put him at, you know, he's got versatility. You just don't see the consistency on a day-to-day basis. But a game like this, like his dinger in the sixth, man, that thing shot down the right field line. It was gone. How about his first hit? Squeaked one down the left field line. He used the entire field today. Left field line in the first inning went down. Right field line in the sixth inning. Double and a home run. It's there. It's can you do it on a consistent basis at the big league level? If you can, you'll be here a long time and you'll make a lot of money. If not, you're not going to be here a long time. He's got to start doing what last couple weeks, how everything's been getting better. He's got to keep that rolling because he's 29. Once you get in your 30s, you're not going to be able to live in the 220s. You're just not. And my man Jed Lowry's struggling, hitting a .185 with a .523 OPS. You know, Voter had a hit and an RBI, great, but .152 with a .598 OPS. That's rough. I mean, at least with Pache, you could say, well, you know, two hits today, scored a run, had an RBI. He's 23 years old. He's a part of the future. It's just when old guys struggle, when you're in that 29, 30 and above range and you struggle, you know, we're heading to July. There's 3 months left. And you really got to start finding answers for the future. But today we talk about a win, two straight, and a series win. Here's Mark Kotze with the media.
It seemed like there was, toward the end of that game, just a lot of excitement in the dugout, a lot of reactions to what was going on. Just how much was this team into this game? How much did you guys need this win?
Yeah, this game, you know, kind of showed this team's fight. You know, I'm thinking through this game in terms of just the ups and downs, and the first thing that comes to my mind is they won as a team today. Each guy picked each other up. You know, they grinded through. You know, being up four and you know, losing a lead to be up one, and every single guy that came in that game just grinded.
What was the impact of Tony today? I guess both offensively and then also the catch in the first inning.
Yeah, TK, you know, spark plug to the offense, got us going early. You know, the play that he made in left field, saving a run there, home run. So great game for Tony today, and really contributed to this team's win today.
Obviously, Trevino thrust into a pretty high leverage situation. What do you think, just to not only to finish the eighth, but come out on the
eighth? Yeah, you know, we leaned on Lou today. It's two innings, and I don't know the last time he threw two full innings, and you know, we obviously put him in that situation. Felt good about him today coming in, and he was able to hold that lead and get that save as well.
Just how big were those leadoff hits today?
Yeah, obviously, any inning you can start off with a guy on base, you know, it builds momentum. You know, we had some big hits today from some guys. Jonah Bright's RBI, first one of his career, I believe. You know, Nick Allen. So some of the young guys contributing, as well as the older guys. So it was a good win.
Aside from just getting out of the eighth, did you see anything from Lou in that inning that I guess gave you the resolve to send him back out there for that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he made pitches, and you know, coming in that situation and getting out of that inning. Coming off the mound, you could tell he's you know, fired up and wanting the baseball still to go back out in the ninth, and you know, that's the Lou that I've seen in the past, and that's you know, what we hope to see in the future.
You had already used, I think, Puck and Jackson by the seventh. Had it gotten that, it ended up being a different route there, but were you looking at him as a potential?
Yeah, I was looking at Lou to the back end of the bullpen today.
What was the, when you went on the first, after the play with Bride, mm-hmm. What was the explanation there for you?
The explanation was that the base runner was avoiding the player's opportunity to make a play. And so I disagree with that. I felt Jonah had the baseball and the runner averted the tag. You know, Nick and I didn't agree. Kind of agreed to disagree, but you know, ultimately I'm thankful that Tony made the play on the next ball and it didn't cost us.
What did you think of Candy today?
You know, it was hot. He battled. You know, I thought, you know, facing the team for the second time, he managed the lineup and gave us a chance there. Just, I think he, towards the end, got a little tired.
Oh, Kemp coming out, was that just for defense?
Yeah, 4-run lead in the eighth. Felt good about putting passion in and bettering our defense out there in the outfield with him.
And then the catch that you made in the ninth.
Great catch in the ninth. Great play. You know, he does that all year, and that's why he's out there.
Moll had a pitch in the ball. Maybe contributing to maybe some command.
Yeah, you know, obviously it didn't go well for Moll. You know, I think he, you know, maybe made some pitches that weren't called strikes that then, you know, had forced to come over the plate a little bit more. The pitch to Taylor, you know, just a mistake breaking ball that, that Taylor took advantage of. And you know, not Moll's typical outing by any measure. With the two leadoff walks, it got him in trouble. And
now, the question is, how many of you are actually paying attention? I wish I had like a text line. Because if you weren't paying attention, if you're just listening to Marcotte, that was yesterday's. As I'm listening, I'm going, wait, what? Why are they talking about the Jonah Bright play yesterday? Why are they talking about Pache coming in for defense? And then I realized that's yesterday's Mark Kotze's. Of course, Scott Pastorino wasn't here yesterday. So, and just the way our system works, it's easy to do that. Now, here is the actual today Mark Kotze with the media.
Jonah's got a kind of a right, he's banged his right shoulder up. He's got a laceration on his nose. No stitches, but definitely wouldn't stop bleeding while we were out there.
Was the reason for taking him out the laceration?
Kind of both. I mean, he took a pretty good hit. Him and Pender hit pretty hard. I think it was maybe Pender's shoulder got into him. So from our standpoint, that both those combinations were just enough to get him out of the game.
Is he being checked at all for concussion?
No concussion. Either one of the players. Both are doing good.
To kind of come back from that sort of immediately and rally, what did you see in that inning, in that seventh inning, from the at-bats there?
Obviously, I think that was it a two-out rally there with Pinder getting a big hit, and then it was Pache got that single off the pitcher, so we had some momentum, and then for Nicky to drop one into center field like that, we haven't been getting many of those type of hits, and that was good to see a ball fall in for us and give us a lead there.
Nick, just the series overall from the young guys like Bride, Allen, and Pache, just kind of the contributions all throughout.
Yeah, great to see these guys battle like we talked about yesterday. I think the fight was there again today. As you talk about, we got behind, we lost the lead, we came back. We haven't seen a ton of that, to where we've been able to come back and get ahead. We've always had maybe the chance to win a game with guys on base, but overall, these three games, I think the offense did a good job. Their bats are better. The young guys are playing hard, which is a good sign.
Seth Brown kind of got off maybe a slow start a little bit, but it seems like over the last month the numbers have been really good. What have you seen just kind of his emergence?
Yeah, I think it clicked for Seth. He found the left side of the diamond. He started hitting the baseballs really hard over there. I think, if I remember right, it was a double in the left center, and him and I had a conversation. I said, you keep that approach, you stay focused there. When you look up at the end of the year, you're going to be surprised at where you end up. So I think he's taking the best at bats right now out of the group, and he's getting the results because of it. So.
How's it feel to start the road trip off with the series win?
Yeah, it feels great. It's been a little while since we've had a series win, so we're going to definitely enjoy this one and head off to New York.
When did you know you'd be able to use Lou again today?
Before the game, we constantly contact and or communicate with our relievers. So Lou let me know he was good for one inning, I let him know before the game if that was the case, he'd be in the ninth. So, glad to see Lou go out there. Obviously it wasn't easy, but he ended up getting the job done. So. Thought Cap did a great job there in the sixth. That double, that flare down left field line, and he got himself in a little bit of trouble with the two walks. Overall, I'd say the performance was really good. He almost ended up on the wrong side of it. With just a fluke kind of hit that falls in, but thankfully, we were able to get him off the hook and get a win.
Pasha had the two hits, but backing up the play in center after the collision and making the throw to second, what is
heads
that?
Heads up baseball right there from a young player, which is good to see. It was a big out, actually, to get out of that inning, and that's to his credit and the way he plays the game.
I can't believe that sound in the background is the Matt Chapman song they always played when they won. They're still playing that. Wow. Something that really everybody just needs to get used to. I mean, if you want to be successful long-term as an organization, you better be building your guys in the minor leagues to be able to go multiple innings, multiple days. Because you're basically ruining your starters. I mean, they've used the disguise of COVID and now a lockout to really show you what they want. They don't want starters going deep. They just don't. Nobody does. They'll say it. You'll hear it, but front offices don't. They want guys to go out there, max effort, for as long as you're good with max effort. They rather have you give them your very best four than have you give them like seven, where there might be some struggles and there might be some runs, but you gave them seven any. They don't want that. They won't admit it, but I know it. What's being said to the public and what's being said behind closed doors are two different things. They want max effort. They want everything Max. They want your best, your best, very best stuff for as long as you can do it. And the minute your readings, I mean, I don't know how many you, I don't even know how many people even know this, but they're actually looking at your numbers, your StatCast numbers, on those iPads in the dugout. And the minute your numbers start to dip, they want you out. They don't want you to work through anything. So if that's the case, and let me tell you think they were happy to lose a pitcher from 14 to 13? No way. They wish they had 20 pitchers. That's why they now throw position players all the time, because they don't want to use up relievers when the game's in doubt. They're the save you. They want to keep saving as many innings as they can. And one of the things they're going to have to do is what Lou did today. You've got to be ready to pitch multiple innings, multiple days in a row, and everybody has to do that. And you've got to condition these guys starting in the minor leagues. The days of being a one-inning guy, those are going to be gone. I don't know when, if this will even happen in my career. A lot of people predict it, but the positionless staff. Everybody just shows up to pitch every day. You know, the days of, oh, yeah, you got two horses going after each other today. Two aces. Eh. Why do I want to pay a pitcher $300 million when I'm only going to get five or six out of him every 5 days anyway? What's he worth? How many starters now get pulled early in playoff games? Why am I paying a guy $300 million? Why am I paying a guy $200 million? Games are changing. The number 833-625-2278. We got more coming up next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice cold lemonade. There you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Who's feeling pretty good about the car they drive right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
I love my Honda CR-V.
I'd recommend a Honda to anybody.
Pricing? I mean, for what you get, it's amazing.
According to J.D. Power, Honda's the number one brand for residual value. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Based on J.D. Power USALG 36-month residual value forecast for 2022 mainstream models. For J.D. Power 2022 award info, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
If baby could talk, she'd say a lot. You'd know what she's thinking and what makes her happy. But unfortunately, baby can't talk or remind you. You're the one taking her to daycare today, and she won't speak up if you drive straight to work like any other day and never think to look in the backseat. Every year, dozens of kids die from heat stroke in cars. No one is perfect, so set a reminder and always look before you lock. Where's baby? Paid for by NHTSA.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Well, well, well. We had an interesting little dust-up between the Halos and the Angels. Winker got thrown at. And then all of a sudden, he kind of like hung out. And then he went towards the Angels dugout. He didn't go after the pitcher. He went after the Angels dugout. And they started. And then how about Rendon? Rendon's hurt. He's had surgery. And he starts throwing jabs with his cast hand. Oh, they got a lot of games left they got to play. Very interesting to see. But I don't know the details. I just saw this as I got stuff on Twitter. I believe everything I see on Twitter, by the way. So Rendon, what am I on? TheScore.com. Rendon kind of threw like a little bit of a hand jab with his left and then started coming with the cast. But Winker came all the way over to the Angels dugout. That tells you a lot about a guy, by the way. You don't want to really mess with that guy all that much. The guy that says, to hell with the pitcher, I'm going to come over to your dugout, me against all of you guys. Got to see how this thing totally worked out. Then Winker, as he exits the field, gave the field the double bird. There's a lot to this we've got to digest. I'm trying to do it all as we're on the air. Let me see more of this. Let's hear from the starting pitcher of the Athletics. Let's hear from Cap.
I thought we were rolling pretty good there. I really enjoyed the run of Vogt. He kind of took control of the game, and it was I just felt like I was really working with him there, and we had a plan, and we went after it, and we stuck to it, and we got the weak contact we wanted. I didn't have necessarily my sharpest stuff today. And, you know, that without being said, I thought we did a good job of competing and executing pitches when we needed to. I don't want to give too much away, but I think what you saw, I mean, we were throwing fastballs in certain locations and mixing that changeup when we needed to. My curveball was good early in the count, and my slider's obviously been an effective pitch for me. So just keeping that to like the right locations that they needed to be. I've thrown to him in a bullpen once, I believe, and that was it.
Obviously, just get the series win, first time in a while. How nice is that just for the whole team?
Yeah, that's what's most important today is, you know, we want a series, and that's something we need to continue to build off of, and, you know, keep putting together good at-bats, good pitching performances by the starters, bullpen continuing to pick us up, and stringing along wins. That's what it's about.
Over like the last 2 years, you've had a couple good starts against the Royals. Is there anything that like you can attribute to like the edge in this matchup? Like,
no, nothing really. I mean, for me, it's just you know, bringing what I have that day and going out there competing to a plan, and you know, just doing the best I can in my ability.
It's kind of scary between Chad and
Yeah, I mean, you never want to see your guys, you know, clash into each other. I feel like Pinder's been a part of those a lot this year, and I think they're both doing okay from what I've heard. But you know, hopefully they get to full health and they're not soon.
What do you thought just of kind of the impact that the younger guys have had, especially the series with like Bride and Allen and Pache today?
Yeah, they've done a good job. You know, you can tell on defense they take pride in their defensive work, and it feels like they want the ball hit to them, which is, you know, when you're a starting pitcher, it's exciting. You feel comfortable, you know, going 9-on-1 instead of you just feeling like you're alone out there. And offensively, they put together good at bats and use the opposite side of the field. And, you know, Pache's, you know, he looks really good at the plate right now. His at bats look fairly comfortable, in my opinion. So, just good to see these guys, you know, continue to get comfortable here and continue to adapt at this level.
Yeah, the collision, another collision. Remember the last one in Detroit? It's just like, wow. It's, you know, on that one, it was a blue pit. Sun is affecting Bride. Pender's coming all in. It's just, it's a scary situation. It just is. Perfectly placed ball. And whenever you got two human beings who are, the thing about it is not only do you have two human beings going at a certain speed and colliding, they're colliding. It's not like guys are bracing themselves like what you see in the NFL. These are guys that were in, they're like in awkward positions as they're falling to the ground, and just scary, scary stuff. But it looks like both are going to be okay. And that's another thing with having so many pitchers on the roster, that you don't have a whole lot of depth when you do have injuries for a game. Especially in Detroit when that happened and you didn't have a lot of depth. But luckily, going to be okay. By the way, so I watched it. Yeah, there's a pretty good Donnybrook down there, Mariners, Angels. And they're still playing. I didn't realize that. Being, you know, you forget we played a game in the Central Time Zone. It's just 1-0 Mariners over the Angels. How about that, though? How about that? Like, if you were somebody who really wanted to call it out, going, oh, now you're a bunch of fighters, huh? You're 34-40, and you played some of the gutless baseball this year, and now you're a bunch of tough guys, huh, Angels? And Winker, from what I've seen, at some point during this scrum, ends up face-to-face with new manager Phil Nevin, manager of the Angels. A lot's going to come out of this. There were punches thrown. A lot of times, just a lot of guys acting tough. No, there was actual punches thrown in this one. A lot of games left between the Mariners and the Angels. Two teams that 34-39, 34-40 are both disappointments. Since we're talking scoreboards, let's get to the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. We'll just go down the line here, middle of the 10th. It is the Cubs leading the Cardinals 6-5. End of 6, Reds 10, Giants 1. Wow. How are they going to spin this one for the Giants after the game? Mariners, like I said, lead the Angels 1-0, top of the 6th, top of the 5th, it's the D-backs over the Tigers 5-3, top of the 5th, it is the Padres 5, the Phillies 3. Later on today, Sunday Night Baseball, it's the Dodgers and the world champs, the Braves from Atlanta. Finals from earlier today. Marlins 3, Mets 2, looks like there was an Aaron Judge. Walks it off with a homer in the 10th. The Yankees win 6-3. Red Sox beat the Guardians 8-3. Reds 4, Pirates 2. White Sox take down the Orioles 4-3. Twins beat the Rockies at home 6-3. Brew Crew over the Blue Jays 10-3. And the Nats take down the Rangers 6-4. So, an interesting weekend in the Bronx. Friday and Saturday go to the Stros. Sunday goes to the Yankees. Time now to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Yes, back in action tomorrow on A's Cast, starting at 1 o'clock, A's Cast Live. The big deal here, Dave Cavill at 2:30 talking about the vote. That is going to happen on the 30th. So Dave Cavill at 2:30. Show starts at 1. Dave Cavill at 2:30. Just got to check here. Is that what time is the game? Is it a 4:05 first pitch? All right, so A's Total Access will be at 3:05 first pitch. Will be at 4:05. But once again, Dave Cavill at 2:30, A's Cast Live starting at 1 o'clock. And yeah, it's a big deal. But the A's with the victory today, they take 2 out of 3, feeling good about themselves with this 5-3 victory. Acevedo with the win. Trevino with the save. Now get on the plane and head to New York. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Sunday, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow, A's Cast Live at 1 o'clock.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Anderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is a firm that practices family law exclusively. We focus on only one area of the law to maximize our strength and effectiveness as advocates for clients that have everything on the line. Their homes, retirement, savings, and most importantly, their children. We're the partner our clients count on. If we can be of help to you, give us a call.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell San Francisco area attorneys. 951 Mariners Island Boulevard, Suite 300, San Mateo, California, 94404.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close to dive to Tay. Save at the plate. And the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre and post game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia. Shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.